estimated 1,000 gather for Trump rally in Texas, it's do or die time. By Amy Furr on November 1, 2020. An estimated 1,000 Texans rallied Saturday in Lufkin for President Donald Trump. The event was the third rally held on David and Courtney Franken's property in the last 7 days, the Lufkin Daily News reported. Facebook user Pat Pinner Corcoran shared video footage of a mass of vehicles decorated with American flags, Trump 2020 flags, and Texas flags before they hit the road. "We are here for Trump parade. Lufkin is for Trump. Texas is for Trump," she wrote. The Angelina County Republican Party posted photos of the cars, writing, "What a beautiful day. Thank you to everyone who came out to show their support for President Trump and our Republican elected officials." At the rally, Representative Louis Gohmert, RTX, encouraged attendees to get to the polls on Tuesday. "Get out and vote, bring everybody that hasn't voted that you have found out to vote and monitor the polling places. We need poll watchers who are properly trained," he said. 76-year-old Nacogdoches resident Jason Harrison praised Gohmert at the event, saying it is people like him and Trump that will make this country come back around, according to the news. Attendee Haley Haver told the paper she supported President Trump despite the hatred thrown at him. "We're here to support him. To show him we love him. We vote for him. We want our country to stay the way it is. We don't want to be socialists," she commented. Attorney Bob Flournoy told the audience there was no way to really overemphasize, sick, the importance of this election. "It's our responsibility to tell people. There are so many people who don't go vote at all or they don't know who to vote for. Well, if they know you, they better know who to vote for and you better see that they go on Tuesday to vote," he continued. "Our country is at stake. It's do or die time, folks," Flournoy concluded.